So this next patient is the angry patient. The first thing is, of course, gathering as much information about this patient as possible. Often you do find out about angry patients in rounds. This is with the team. They often can identify these types of patients. You'll find out why they might be angry or what the scenario is around the triggering of them being angry. The next thing after you've gathered your assessment is at the time of going to see the patient is to discuss with the nurse how that patient is at that moment. Because if you can delay the visit for a time when the patient is calmer and a little bit in a better mood, then of course you could delay it to a different part of the day and prioritize them for that time. The key part with the angry patient is it can spur on without you knowing as well. And dealing with this type of patient can be difficult and overwhelming, but the key piece is to stay calm and to try to first empathize with that patient of what they're dealing with. Sometimes it's words like, "I'm sorry that you're going through this right now and experiencing all of this." Sometimes a patient will be angry because of eating at the hospital, and oftentimes patients can be angry at the food that they're receiving. Maybe they didn't receive what they ordered. Maybe they'd like something different. This kind of thing can happen quite a bit, and it's something to identify where the problem is lying. Sometimes it's to do with them not filling out the menu. Other times they just don't like the food. Sometimes people have been there for a number of weeks and they've had the same thing over and over and they're tired of it. The other key point is that some patients have had a very different diet before they came to hospital to when they're in hospital. I find using words like, "This is a therapeutic diet for you in your current condition. It's going to help you for preparation for your surgery and for preparation for your recovery." This might help the patient understand why they're on a lower sodium or lower fat diet. Also, identifying how you can make that particular therapeutic diet, of course, more palatable. We deal with a lot, I know in my area, a lot of nausea and appetite issues. And this can be irregardless of what the food is. So identifying, is it actually the food or do they actually need someone to bring in some foods that they enjoy? Sometimes I've found that patients just want to be able to talk about their frustrations and you happen to be there at that time and being, helping them to process that is not always, it's not part of our job in terms of we're not trained for that specifically, but we can be a soundboard and maybe help identify who might be best for them to talk to.